You can't create a message without first creating a mess. You can't create a message without first creating a mess. I can't tell you how important this is to understand for your creative process. When putting a speech together, you need to start by creating a mess. This means you'll have much more material than you need about your topic. You'll have material you'll never use, and yes, it will resemble a mess. However, that's where you'll find the message. In fact, if you split up the word message, it's just a mess with age. It means you start with a mess, and then over time it becomes a message. Now, what negligent speakers do is they try to jump straight from scratch into their message. The problem with this is they'll leave out very important things, and they won't say their message as clearly and as creatively as they would if they were willing to go through the mess to get there. For example, I have a story about taking my 6-month-old daughter, Tori, to her doctor's appointment. When I first started creating that story was about 14 minutes long. That's when it was in complete mess form. As I worked and worked and chiseled and chiseled and tested and tweaked and turned it into what it is today, the story is barely more than 3 minutes long. But it took the 14 minutes to get to the 3 minutes. It took the mess to get to the message. Your message is on the far side of your mess. Now, I know I'm Mr. Nuts and Bolts, and you're used to hearing steps like step one, step two, step three for techniques. However, this theory is just so important to understand. It deserved its own week in the 52speakingtips.com. So here's what you might want to do to make this theory practical and make it work for you. Number one, write down all your ideas related to the topic you're speaking about. I've done this whenever I've started to create a new program, whether it's 1 hour or 2 days for a certain topic. Write down all the ideas you can ever think of related to that topic. Number two, just start speaking extemporaneously on those ideas to see where they take you, to see what seems to make its way to the forefront of your message. Number three, test it out on audiences, formal audiences and informal audiences. One of the best ways to test is in normal conversation. See if your story or your analogy or your thoughts cause a reaction and make people want to hear more. Number four, use the formulas you picked up in the 52speakingtips.com or in my storytelling home study course or my Create Your Killer Keynote home study course, and use these frameworks, these templates. Believe me, they'll do wonders for taking your story from a mess to a message. And number five, fine-tune it forever. Forever. The process of fine-tuning never stops. I don't care if you've been telling a story for 3 years or for 5 years, you might find a way to take another word out of it. Fine-tune it forever. So that's it for this week. Remember, don't create a message without first creating a mess. Until next week, keep speaking up.